The second R is that the Mishnah said, "Ein noisim nashim b'moed." You're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. And the reason is, four reasons, but the reason we've been focusing on is Lefisha Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Reish Tzadik Vav. This is in Hilchas Megillah. It's Siv Katan Ches says, Mutter Lisa Isha B'Purim. Even though you're not allowed to get married on Yontif, you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, but you're allowed to get married on Purim. Now the makar to this halacha is a tshuva sarashba. The Rashba was asked in a tshuva, are you allowed to get married on Purim? And the Rashba said, yes, you're allowed to get married on Purim. And he made a cheshmin. He said, you know, you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get married on Yontif, you can't even get married on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara gives four reasons. And the Rashba said, oh, pilpul. And he came out that you're allowed to get married on Purim, and that's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham discusses this Rashba, and the Magen Avraham comes out that the Rashba Tim is very, very shver. And he says that, based on the reason that the Gemara gave, Lefisha Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and it's not just a reason, but it would certainly seem to be the primary reason. So what would emerge is Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and therefore, if that's a reason not to be able to get married in Chol HaMoed, that should also be a reason not to be able to get married in Purim. So the Magen Avraham argues with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham says that thou shall not get married on Purim. Why? Because at the end of the day, you don't get married on Chol HaMoed. Lefisha Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And just like there's a cheshbon of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha on Chol HaMoed, so too there's an Indian of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha on Purim. But the truth is that the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe says a svara on this halacha right here in Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Vav that answers the kasha of the Magen Avraham. The Darkei Moshe says a svara that you would expect to hear from Reb Chaim Briska, a very achreinish svara. He said like this, said the Darkei Moshe, that it's true there's a halacha of simcha on Purim, just like there's a halacha of simcha on Yontif. But he says the halacha and the mitzvah of simcha on Purim is fundamentally different than the mitzvah of simcha on Yontif. The mitzvah of simcha on Yontif is v'samachto b'chagecha. You have to be besimcha with the yontif. That's what the mitzvah simcha is. The mitzvah simcha is be besimcha with the yontif. Said the Ramah, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha on Purim. But the mitzvah to be besimcha on Purim is not to be besimcha with the yontif. The mitzvah is just be happy. Be besimcha. So says the Ramah, on yontif, on Chol HaMoed, where the mitzvah simcha is to be besimcha with the moyed. So if you're going to get married, it's true it's going to enhance your simcha. But what kind of simcha is that going to be? It's going to be simchas nesuim. It's going to be simchas ishus. So now you're taking simchas ishus, you're using it to be ma'arev simchas moyed, ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha. It's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Because what do you mean? Oh, why should I get married? It's going to enhance my simcha. I'm going to be so much happier. It's true. But besimchas ishtoi. You're not supposed to be besimchas ishta. You're supposed to be besimchas achag. V'samachta b'chagecha. Abizok the Ramon Darki Moshe. On Purim, all it says is that it's supposed to be mei simcha. You're just supposed to be happy. It doesn't say what kind of simcha. Just be besimcha. So Adarav, if there's something you can do to enhance that simcha, enhance it. And therefore, says the Ramah, for sure, noisim noshim b'purim. And that's the makar. So the yisoid of noisim noshim b'purim is because it's fundamentally different, the mitzvah simcha on yontiv versus the mitzvah simcha on purim. On yontiv, the mitzvah is samachta b'chagecha. So any other simcha that I'm going to have is going to take away from the simcha's yontiv. Ein ma'arvin. Simcha b'simcha, as opposed to on Purim where the mitzvah is just to be b'simcha. So I mean that the mitzvah is just to be b'simcha, so it's for that reason this is going to be different. What this reminded me of was an Emek Bracha. The Emek Bracha is on page Kuf Chavav. He's talking about Sudas Purim. He brings that he heard from Moiri V'Rabi Hagai V'Debris. So the Emek Bracha was a Talmud Muvuk of the Briska Rav. So he said he heard from the Briska Rav that the Briska Rav once said that what's pshat that on Purim Chayiv Inish L'Psumei B'Purya Adalo Yada Ben Arur Hamad the Baruch Martcha. You don't find that in any other area in Halacha, right? You think? You just don't, that's not something you find anywhere. On Purim, there's such an idea. Chai Vinish Lepsume Bepuria, Adaloyaz. They said, what's the Psha? So Maran Agris said, Azai. He said that on Yontif, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. Ain't simcha el b'yayin. But what's the din, yayin? What's the role that wine plays? The wine is just the hechetimtza for you to be able to be besimcha. Meaning the mitzvah is to be besimcha. Ain't simcha el b'yayin. Mainly you drink wine. But when you drink wine, you're being mekayim adin simcha. But said the Griz that on Purim it says in the Megillah that these days vayomim o'eler that you may mishta v'simcha. They're days of simcha, but they're also days of mishta. That means it's a din to drink wine on Purim, not just because it's a echatimtza to make you b'simcha, and because ain't simcha el b'yayin, because there you may mishta, because the mitzvah is hayoy mishtia. So the Rav said that when the mitzvah is simcha, then I just need enough wine to be b'simcha. So that's the mitzvah of Shtiyas Yayin. A Revias Yayin makes you b'simcha. Now you mekayim your mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. But on Purim, said the Briskerov, the mitzvah is not just to be b'simcha. The mitzvah is also a mitzvah mishta. Mishta? That's from the Elu Dvarim she'ein lehem shir. Not lemaila, not lamata. So if that's the case, said Maron Agriz. So it's pasha. That's why there's a din. You drink and you drink and you drink. Adaloyada ben Araham lebaruch martchai. Because there's a din mishta. So the Rav said that on Yontif there's a din simcha. The shtias yain is a hechat timtza. Ain't simcha el b'yain. So memeil there's wine. So how much wine do I drink? There's a shir. The shir is as much as I need to be b'simcha. As opposed to on yain the. Shtiyas Hayayin is not a hechatimtza. It's a means on in it for itself. It's own inyan. And because it's its own inyan, because it says Yimei Mishta, so it comes out really, if you put it all together, there's two fundamental nafkaminos between the din simcha on Yontif and the din simcha on Purim. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah b'samachta b'chagecha. What does that mean? There's a mitzvah to be b'simcha, but not just b'simcha. Simcha with the Yontif. And that's why you find the halach of Ein Ma'ariv and simcha b'simcha. Because if I'm going to do something that's going to make me b'simcha, but it's going to take away from the simcha's Yontif, that in and of itself is going to be a problem. On Purim, there's two nafkaminas. Number one, there's halach of mishta, which means that there's a need to drink wine in it for itself. It's its own kiyum when you drink wine, because it says you made mishta. And the Rav said, that's why you find chai v'nish l'psumi v'puri adal ayat. But even in the simcha itself, it's different. Because the simcha is not v'samachta v'chagecha. The mitzvah simcha is merely and simply to be b'simcha. That's the second R.